There is an agenda in America and the West that began over 100 years ago, and it could see fulfillment by 2030. We'll talk about it.
Red China also, I was researching this week, they have several biolabs in America, many of them. And of course, our government allows it because they have a plan to use it at some point.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, radio for the remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan spends the hour with Curtis Bowers, producer of the powerful award-winning film, Agenda. The world's global elites laid out an agenda decades ago that would reduce freedom, sink America, install global government, and force us to own nothing and be happy by 2030. And they are winning, but only temporarily. Here is today's programming.
Well, mine's a little dark. I just feel a lot of concern that 2024 may be the year of a black swan event. This is a national security event with high impact that's very hard to predict. There are a number of concerns that I have that factor into that. Not only this sort of enduring heightened threat level that we're facing, the wars in Israel, also Ukraine, and we're so divided in this country in ways that we haven't seen before. And I think that just creates fertile ground for our adversaries like North Korea, China, and Iran. And that's what concerns me most.
Glad you can join me for Understanding the Times Radio today. A couple of times a year, I like to have an update from filmmaker Curtis Bowers. We carry his very impactful film, Agenda, on the communist infiltration of America. This is an award-winning film. And haven't we seen the agenda furthered by a hard left administration and party in Washington, D.C., that is not shy about their radical plans, not shy at all? So how do these plans tie in with the globalist agenda that we talk about very often on Understanding the Times Radio? The globalists, just a bunch of communists? Are they one and the same? I think so. Well, there's a bit of good news to present, and that is that the world is actually waking up to the agenda. Consider, farmers are pushing back many places, saying enough. Another bullet point, many are waking up to the climate hysteria as really nonsense. As I say, I believe in climate change. It's called spring, summer, fall, and winter. Many are waking up to the tragic manipulation that's going on in Ukraine. Others are waking up to the manipulation of food and food shortages. People are waking up to the power brokers and globalists trying to collapse governments. I guess people are waking up to the fact that today's education system is intended to actually dumb down students. And I would say that people, many at least, woke up to the inconsistencies of the pandemic here over the last few years. We'll also consider what my guest has great concerns about, a growing sentiment for civil war in America, and the concerns, again, about a black swan event, as was just stated by Catherine Herridge, just fired from CBS here in the last month or so. Curtis Bowers feels 2024 will be the most chaotic year in decades and maybe ever. And that's kind of a quote from him, so I hope that has your attention. I'm going to play numerous sound bites throughout the hour, heavily Curtis, as he emphasizes and re-emphasizes points that he and I are making. There may be one other soundbite beyond that. Curtis Bowers, welcome back to Understanding the Times Radio.
Thank you, Jan, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Let's start with the list of items I gave about people of the world, including America, waking up. Indeed, I think I gave about 7 bullet points there, and there are many more. What is causing people to wake up?
I think all the different events that have been happening, like COVID and the lockdowns and just so many things that normally haven't happened in America, I think each one of those individually, just the transgender movement and the radical stuff being pushed on our children and on it goes, those have all awakened a separate group of people to go, hey, what's going on here? And so that's the blessing of the crises. That's the blessing of the evil that's rearing its head, obviously, in front of people, is now finally, we've been waiting for this our whole life, Jan. I think many are starting to finally awaken and go, wait a minute. This is ridiculous. I need to be doing something to stand against this.
People want, I think you may have said it, they want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The globalists are tyrants. They want to take all of this away. And I never thought people would wake up. I am just so happy to see that, as you say, you know, the farmers are pushing back all over the world. many, many countries are waking up and saying enough is enough is enough from these power brokers who want to, they're obviously one-worlders, and they want to do just what they've said they want to do, take over the world.
That's right. And so because of them pushing it too hard and too fast, I think it's been kind of a blessing in shaking the troops up. So things have changed. I think tens of millions of people just in America are awake today that were sound asleep in 2019.
I agree.
So that's a tremendous blessing.
And I know exactly where you're going with that. And I totally, totally agree. And we may get into that a little bit more a little later on. You emphasize in your online updates, and I'm going to say more about that in just a minute, that the globalists are all communists. Now, I think I'd like to play a clip of you, Curtis, as you elaborate on this just a little bit. And then I want to come back and talk about it. And you highlight Henry Kissinger, which just blew me away.
The elites, the globalists, the bankers of the world, they are all communists. The Rockefellers, they built China into what it is today because they wanted a dictator to enforce their totalitarian measures. That's why they're trying to put teeth behind the climate regulations and the health regulations so they can have communistic control of every person on the planet. That is all the Great Reset is about. Klaus Schwab has a bust of Lenin, Vladimir Lenin, sitting on his desk. Why would he do that? Who would have a bust of a mass murder on your desk? Only someone that admired that mass murder. Klaus Schwab is a communist. They are geniuses of becoming all things to all people. Read some of their documents and you'll see that. So they know the old hardline communist-looking dictator isn't attractive to people. So they're going to do the same things, but they're going to do them under the guise of helping you. Oh, these lockdowns are to help you. You have to be on house arrest, but it's to help you. Take this shot. It's going to help you. We have to force you to do that because it's what's best for you. We have to get that down. Henry Kissinger, who just died recently, he spent his life putting communists into power worldwide and propping them up. Why? Because he was a communist. A lot of people don't know that, but he actually joined the Communist Party when he was younger and then didn't talk about that ever again because he realized, oh, in America, if I'm going to have the influence I want to have and the power and control, that might not be a wise thing to do. But he actually joined the Communist Party. Communism is the elite's vision for the world, and they will get there by any means necessary.
So Kissinger, number one advisor, obviously, to President Richard Nixon. Nixon was used by God to save Israel in 1973, Yom Kippur War. Do you think Nixon knew this?
I doubt it. Henry Kissinger had joined the Communist Party over in Germany when he was younger, but it showed his mindset, someone that would do that. And then you look at his actions and you see, oh, yes, even though he's talking pro-America, pro-freedom stuff, you look at their actions, which is so common with so many politicians, the talk and the actions don't match. But yes, the Vietnam War and on, those things were not to fight communism. It was to give the illusion that you were, all the while you were profiting from the war. You were sidetracking people off all the things you really were doing. It's just a key strategy of those, especially Marxists, especially communists. They always present themselves the exact opposite of who they actually are. And they always accuse you of doing whatever they are doing.
You write this: the major communist dictators of the past 100 years were put into power, funded, and protected by the global elites. Every major anti-American, anti-freedom cause today is funded by the same tyrants. And then you say, COVID-19, climate change, open borders, fraudulent elections, fake news, Marxist universities, toxic medications, mutilation of our children, weaponization of justice, and the destruction of the family are all tools of the one world order. And then you say, if we don't understand this, we will not be properly prepared for whatever Marxist manipulators are planning next. So Klaus Schwab, we all know, had Nazi roots. His father was part of the Nazi movement in the 30s. But you are taking that a step further and saying he and the other one worlders are in fact communists.
Yes, if you look even at Nazi Germany and Hitler, and you look behind the scenes at all the facts we know today, they were being supported and funded. Even the Bush family, Prescott Bush, was a big supporter of Adolf Hitler. And so the Bush grandfather. No, it's unfortunate because we're prone to believe, oh, no, I think they really mean what they say. But they've learned, just like what Stalin said, words are one thing, actions are another. It's like, tell them what they want to hear, but then do exactly what we need to do. The Bolshevik Revolution in Russia with Vladimir Lenin at the helm, that thing was collapsing just a year or two into it. And then bankers started pumping in millions of dollar loans to them because they wanted that enemy to be there. They wanted there to be this evil empire because that creates fear. And then with the fear, they can manipulate us into doing whatever they want. They can build the military industrial complex, and they can make the tremendous profits they do off of war. A lot of people don't understand that either, but that's a key part of the plan. And Smedley Butler, who was the most decorated war hero in American history, he wrote a book called War is a Racket in 1932, and he exposes their, oh my goodness, even World War I, even back that far, all it was doing is rearranging the chessboard for the elites of the world so they could pillage the resources of all these different countries.
And I guess along those same, we would include then Stalin, and I think you suggest Mao, Pol Pot, Tito, Mandela, all of them put in power by the globalists.
Yes, if you look at our State Department, and my father, when he was younger, had some incredible talks in the 1970s on these. But yes, they were propped up. We fed Russia forever. They would have collapsed over and over again. Seven different times they were on the verge of collapse before 1989 when the wall came down. And every time we propped them up, we sent them food, we sent them aid, even though they are our number one enemy. And you say, why would you do that? Why would you let them collapse so the people can be free? Well, Mao's revolution would have not have been successful without our State Department backing him up and cutting off aid to Chiang Kai-shek, who was the freedom opposition and everything else. So yeah, it's sobering, but it's crystal clear there if you dig in to real history and declassified documents to see, oh my goodness, so many of these things are not what we were told that they were.
Klaus Schwab, he's proposing all of the very same things that the Castros are, for that matter, but he's doing it so that he can help us. That's what he says anyway.
Yes, it's almost humorous, but it's not, because it causes so much pain and suffering and death. But their even first prediction for 2030 that we all laugh about, you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, what does that sound like? It sounds like, to me, the very first plank of the Communist Manifesto, the abolition of private property. That's all it is. Again, they've learned through fifth generation warfare, which is manipulating our hearts and minds, they've learned it's much easier to propagandize people into doing what you want them to do instead of forcing them to do what you want them to do. And so that's why most of the media and Hollywood and our educational system is pushing out propaganda to create a people that will willfully obey when they say, we're all going to die if you don't give up your motor vehicle. Okay. And they know these people, most of them will do that if we've propagandized them properly. And so that's what this is. It's obvious when you've read all the books they've written in 100 years and stuff, because you see, oh, they're just checking off their agenda. But a lot of well-meaning people get sucked in to the things that sound good, but they're not wise enough to see they are not good.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell here. I have on the line Curtis Bowers. You can learn much more at agendaweekly.com, and you can get his weekly updates through agendaweekly.com. And I believe at the website there is a $5 a month, which I am a member of, folks, because I feel the $5 a month is worth it. You can also watch his updates at no cost on Rumble. Curtis, what then is the significance of 2030? I mean, to these globalists, because that's the Klaus Schwab date, let's put it that way, but we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of others. Are they all looking at 2030?
Yes, they really are. It's the first time in my lifetime they've really tried to nail down a date. And they know they may or may not arrive at that point at that time, but it's unique when you have all the energies striving for something very specific. Yet 2030, it's really vital. So I look at things, I go, they've got a lot of ground to take by 2030. They've taken a lot of ground, as we see over our lifetime, how much the world has changed, but they still have a long way to go, and they know it. But it's sobering when you hear them say that. You go, that's just 6 years away.
Right.
And they're talking about major transformational change worldwide. and maybe they won't make it, but they're shooting for it. I know that.
I want to transition a little bit here to something else you talk about frequently, and I appreciate it in your updates of the last, I would say, 2 to 3 months anyway. And I opened the program again with Catherine Herridge, formerly Fox, then she went to CBS. She was let go from CBS. And that is the topic of Civil War / Black Swan. We're going to bring in the border discussion with those topics. And I think what I'd like to do, and again, this is you, I'd like to play this very short clip as you outline some of the challenges that lie ahead. And in these challenges is the current border crisis. There's no other word to use it. Now we've got had a young woman be killed in Georgia by one of the illegals. Let's just play this clip and then come back and talk about it.
What are the three primary roads leading to civil war? Here's three things they've been stirring up for a long time, but you can see they're aggressively pushing these things even more forward to create more conflict. So when the Black Swan event happens, it'll light the fuse of this, hopefully. That's their hope. And this will happen. Number one, I think, is a race war. They're stirring up the conditions for this. And of course, the open borders is a key part of this plan. Watch some of this footage while I explain it. The communists have talked about since the 1930s using the blacks in America to create the conditions for civil war. And with the open borders that you're looking at right there, you see people are pouring in by the millions. They say by January 2025, it'll be at least 14 million during Joe Biden's first term. Another key thing that people don't get is the elites, the white liberals, they hate minorities deep down. The leaders do, especially the blacks. And they know if they could create a civil war, the whites would win because they're the ones with all the arms. They're all the hunters and the people that are into guns and everything. So they know, oh, that will eliminate all of them. They would love that. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. That's the way it is. Their plan for the open border is, of course, to dilute the patriotism, fracture unity, set up conflict. They're teaching the illegals as they come in, be careful of white people. They're very dangerous. I saw some videos on that as well, where they're actually literally training them to think that way. Whites are the enemy. They know if they fan the flames for a racial civil war, then all these illegals that have come in, they don't want to be removed. So they're going to join right in too. It would be an easy group to manipulate, even if you were giving them arms or whatever, to be engaged in this thing. They have nothing to lose. They have a miserable life wherever they came from, and they have a miserable life here, just living on our streets and everything with their little handout each month. I think that this, though, is the only vehicle that would make sense of them going door to door to get the weapons. And maybe that doesn't happen, but open borders, period, just like what's going on in Europe, when you're slowly taking over, there's no possibility of a peaceful future. So they know that even if they can't succeed right now with a Black Swan or a civil war, they know that open border will be death to America eventually, because you cannot peacefully be united and common cause with people that hate you and aren't like you and don't know anything about you.
Curtis Bowers, why don't you give us, please, a definition of Black Swan event? You've just talked about it for 3 minutes.
It's just an event that comes out of nowhere, apparently. A lot of times they're planned or different things, but it's a shock to people. They see it, and that causes people to react in fear. And then those in power are able to do things they could never normally do because of the fear people have. And COVID's a perfect example of that, where, oh, there's a virus and it's just killing everybody. And they showed all these fake videos from China of people stumbling and falling in the streets. Now we look at that and go, COVID doesn't do that to you, just dropping dead on the sidewalks. That was literally theater to create fear in us. So then we go, oh my goodness, I better do what they say. And of course we did. We all went into our homes and on house arrest. For some states, it was months. And we closed our businesses and we stopped worshiping God and we stood 6 feet apart from our neighbor if we had to go out somewhere, and we wore masks. But all of those things, we would not have done one of those things if we hadn't been fearful.
Actually, you cite a ton of Black Swan events. It's just a few. Waco, Oklahoma City, Pearl Harbor, again, Pearl Harbor was not a surprise, folks. History has taught us that it was not a surprise. It's a tragedy. We even have to talk about it. You actually consider the JFK assassination a black swan event, obviously the pandemic. And you say this, is Civil War the globalist endgame? Elites are currently using three roads to create the conditions for a civil war in America. Once they have purposefully produced enough frustration, outrage, and fear, they hope that something big will light the fuse. Black swan events could be in our future. Any thoughts on what could be in our future in the vein of the black swan?
I've learned over time studying the opposition and those that hate our country, they usually forecast to us what they're going to do. And so I look at what could it be? I look at our intelligence community. They're saying, we think MAGA supporters are going to somehow hack the power grid and we're going to not have power. Well, I know MAGA supporters are not going to do that, but it makes me go, oh, maybe that's one of the things they're thinking about. And they want to set it up now. So if they choose to do that, they can say, we told you these right-wing extremists, white nationalists that are patriotic would do something like this. They've talked about that. They've talked about the terrorist attacks, and they've talked about some kind of major hack, not only to the power, but to our technologies, the computer systems and things. As you see them in that clip you played at the very beginning, mainstream media person say, I think there might be a black swan. And the Obama's making a movie that was about a civil war. And another civil war movie is coming out here in April. It's called Civil War. I go, those are laying the foundations in the predictive programming to put those seeds in our mind. So when they happen, they don't seem as crazy. Like, no, they warned us about this. It's like Fauci in January of 2017, when he told Trump, you will deal with a worldwide pandemic during your presidency. We think, why would they be so dumb to tell us what they're going to do? But they don't look at it that way. They look at it as if we're idiots. And when we say that ahead of time, then when it happens, we look like we're smart. See, we knew this was going to happen. You wouldn't listen to us. I think it's a lot of the things you hear them talking about on the nightly news or in the mainstream. I would say any of those are a possibility because, again, they always forecast where their next move is. And I've learned just to watch that very carefully.
One of the advantages we have is we still have our weapons in America. Where do you see that going?
I know they need to get those weapons.
That's
right. I mean, it's crystal clear. You look at the 20th century. Country after country that were taken over by the communists. And a lot of times they were voted into power. They'd start a revolution. They'd get their puppet put up as the person for the people like Castro or something. And then they come into power. And then once they get the levers of power, they disarm the people. Then they play the tough guy and slaughter all opposition. But that happened over and over again in the 20th century. They have not had success in that area so far in America. And I just know they need something dramatic enough to happen where the average person would think, yeah, they need to collect the arms just for our own safety. We don't want everybody to kill each other off. And that's why I think the Civil War is a possibility, or at least them trying to stir that up.
That is what has gone haywire in Australia. I don't believe they have weapons in Australia, and they have been the petri dish for everything that has gone haywire in the last 4 years.
That's right. And you can look at Europe. Once you lose the weapons, and our founders knew that, that's why it's the second thing they brought up after freedom of religion and speech and assembly and all that. They go, oh, no, that doesn't mean anything if you're not able to protect those rights yourself. And so that's why it's so significant. But it's an area they've really struggled to gain ground in. They've demonized guns, but they have not removed guns. And there's a huge segment of America, 50, 60 million Americans that love guns for hunting, for sport, for just fun, but they also have them. We know they have them for that very reason, because every time there's a school shooting or something where it looks like they might try to get the guns, every gun store in America is empty if every single gun is purchased.
Your comment then on the illegals, and we've spoke about it in the opening part of the program here, the illegals, probably going to be ultimately as many as 14 million before Mr. Biden's first term is finished. This is indeed a catastrophe in the making. I know you agree.
Yes, that's three times the state of Alabama I live in. So that's three more states of people that obviously cannot provide for themselves because most of them don't speak the language. They don't have the skills necessary. So we're having to support that. So if nothing else, it's back to the old Cloward and Piven strategy my films talked about, where you're going to just overload the system and it's going to collapse economically simply because you can't keep spending trillions of dollars every single year that you do not have. At some point, you have to pay the piper. And so they know that's a win-win too, even if that's the end game. Okay, we'll just collapse the whole thing and everyone will be in poverty because the US dollar won't be worth a penny. That's another thing at some point I could picture them doing when the time is right with the CBDC and the digital currency. Go, hey, let's go ahead and collapse this system. People are going to need us. And so that's how we're going to pull them into this digital world, because they need our $1,000 a month free money, and it'll get everybody entangled in that. But I can see that very easily being a possibility.
Talking to Curtis Bowers for the hour. Learn more at agendaweekly.com. You can follow his updates also on Rumble. Give the address for Rumble, Curtis.
If you type in Curtis Bowers Agenda on Rumble, my page will come up.
Follow him there, Curtis Bowers Agenda. I follow you on your website, so I wasn't even familiar with Curtis Bowers Agenda on Rumble. I just learned that today. All right, when I come back, I do want to ask you, Curtis, about the possibility, and we'll just spend a moment on it, on perhaps another pandemic that will, in fact, be used, again, as a part of the agenda, as we've seen the health situation already being used in that manner, and a number of other things as we're talking about, the Black Swan. Pandemics are easily can be a part of the Black Swan. World wars can be a part of it. Food crises. So many things. Climate, health, etc. We'll talk more about that. We'll also give you some good news along the way as well. Coming back in a moment or two. Don't go away.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. In this age of deception and strong delusion, thank you for trusting Olive Tree Ministries and Understanding the Times Radio. We know our times are overwhelming and discouraging. So we are offering a new book by Terry James and Jonathan Brentner titled Hereafter. It's far better than you can imagine. Hereafter will broaden your understanding of heaven and deepen your longing for Jesus appearing and the start of eternity. Thoughts of the splendor ahead for believers strengthened the Apostle Paul during his many hardships, and a grasp of the wonders ahead for us as saints will do the same for you. The thrilling perspective presented in Hereafter has changed everything for its authors, and they pray the glimpse of heaven provided on these pages will lift your eyes heavenward in the expectation of the magnificent blessings that lie ahead for you. Find the Hereafter book in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call our office Central Time at 763-559-4444. Loosen your grip on this world as you anticipate the next.
Bill Gates, less than a year and a half ago, had a whole conference called Catastrophic Contagion 2025. And I watched a lot of the videos from the talks and the different things from that. And he said, acting as if he knew 100% certainly almost, it was crazy. It was kind of eerie watching it. He said, we're going to have a pandemic in 2025, and it's going to make COVID look like a joke.
We know you can't always be by our radio, so if you miss a program, visit our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. And then go to radio, where we feature both the audio and video version of our program. You can also catch the program at oneplace.com, on our Rumble or YouTube channel, on all of our social media, and on his channel, Christian TV. Now, here are Jan Markell and her guest, filmmaker Curtis Bowers.
Another thing that's awakening the troops is the surveillance cage that's being set around us. You probably saw 400 airports are now using facial recognition technology. But if you are an illegal, I don't know if you saw this. This is just shocking. No worries. No ID is needed. Welcome aboard if you're an illegal. If you have the little phone the government gave you with their app, you don't even have to show ID getting onto a plane. But everyone else, you have to get your face scanned. Well, actually, no, you don't. It's illegal for them to do that. So we need to just say, no, you will not scan my face. And you have a right to do that. Just like the scanners, you know, where they have you stand in those scanners. We have, since the beginning, have refused to take those. My family, my children, whenever we're going there, we'll go, we'll take a personal pat down, whatever. We're not getting to that machine. They don't even allow those machines in Europe because they're not healthy. They're dangerous to you, but people don't want to be surveilled. And so as they continue to do this more and more, many people are waking up.
Welcome back. You are listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Just a quick heads up here, because we have another pastor's huddle coming up on June 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we offer 2 to 3 days of specialized teaching on eschatology. Dr. Mike Powell, formerly Dallas Seminary. This will be our third event with pastors coming from actually across the nation and Canada. Find info on our website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, or call my office. If you call, ask for our own Pastor Josh Schwartz. And this is co-sponsored by Mark Henry Ministries and Olive Tree. Again, June 4th, 5th, 6th, suburban Minneapolis. Contact us for details, scholarships available if necessary. And in previous sessions, Dr. Powell has taught on the book of Daniel and Revelation, equipping pastors to teach those books of the Bible. I wanted to make that announcement, and I will be making more announcements on that topic here in the coming weeks until we come up to early June. Talking for the hour to Curtis Bowers, and we carry the Agenda Twin Pack in my online store, 2 DVDs, and it's the best of all of the Agenda, and it's a stunning 2-part DVD series on communist infiltration into America. This is over a 100-year plan, probably goes back more than that, but it's been active easily 100 years. Curtis outlines that in the Agenda series, which is award-winning. So we have been talking about some other agendas this particular hour. We've been talking about Black Swan events and some things that, because of the instability of our times and because of the instability in our nation's capital and an election year, we've got the stage being set for some things that are a little bit on the troubling side, to put it mildly. And Curtis Bowers, we teased a few minutes ago there may be another pandemic coming down the pike. Talk to us a little bit about that. You've covered the previous pandemic very effectively, but talk to us as to what you see could be coming down the road.
I think the elites saw with the pandemic that it was the most effective thing they'd ever done to gain more ground in the shortest period of time. So right there, I would say they're not dummies. There's a good chance one's coming again. But it's worse than that. Bill Gates, less than a year and a half ago, had a whole conference called Catastrophic Contagion 2025. And I watched a lot of the videos from the talks and the different things from that. And he said, acting as if he knew 100% certainly almost, it was crazy. It was kind of eerie watching it. He said, we're going to have a pandemic in 2025, and it's going to make COVID look like a joke. It is going to primarily kill young people instead of old people like COVID, and it's really going to be deadly. And if we don't start preparing right now, it's going to just be a major problem for the world. When I heard that, and when probably most of you hear that, you're like, how would he know that? That's crazy. Something, they can't predict these things at all. Well, it makes me very concerned that they might have something like that planned. We know that there's bio labs all over the world that are doing illegal research into creating diseases and viruses and things that are very deadly to human beings, which the Nuremberg codes and things that they weren't supposed to ever be doing that again, the countries of the world. But we know America is, we know we have bioweapon labs in Ukraine because they had to try to clear those out when the war started. And so we learned a lot of things we didn't know about. But I think the way he talked about it, I go, no, this makes sense. COVID primarily killed the elderly. And so when an 85-year-old person gets sick and dies, that's not near as sobering as when a 5-year-old gets sick and dies. And so for them to even be talking in terms of something that would really kill young people, I go, oh no, I could picture them going, no, because that would create fear, right, Jan, in all of us. When you have grandchildren dropping dead in front of you, you would stay inside your house. You would do whatever they said if you thought it would help, because you would be in terror over that. It made me very concerned, because these people, when their business is making money off vaccines, and vaccines are only taken by people that are afraid of something, do you think they're going to create something new? Well, of course they are. They do not believe in God. Even Bill Gates himself, in many of his TED Talks, stated the number one problem in the world today is too many people. We have to cut global population. So when you hear them talking those words, and then you realize they make money off people dying and people getting sick, you just put 2 + 2 = 4, whether we want to admit it or not. And so I think it's very sobering times. We need to be alert. We need to be paying attention. And then we need to be tuned in to alternative news sources so we don't get brainwashed with whatever the narrative is. It's so important what you're doing, Jan, to wake people up on things in a big platform, the things we do at Agenda Weekly, and many, many other people that are saying, hey, I'm going to dig in and research and let you know what's really going on. It's really vital today.
So is there a timetable for pandemic number two? Now, I know you said 2025, or Gates said 2025. You think it will be launched? Will that take 1 to 3 years, do you think? Has he been specific?
They weren't exactly specific. They just said, we think it'll happen in 2025. So that gives them some leeway. Maybe they could have it happen in 2024 before the elections if they think they need it to happen then, to change voting laws and things. Or maybe if they know they got that in the bag, maybe then it would be in 2025 or six. But I really sincerely believe one will be coming at some point. Because again, I've studied these people for decades, and they have never done something so effective at gaining ground and gaining more power to government and throwing away people's liberties and taking control of things. And I know that's what they're all about, because that's what they talk about. So I wouldn't be surprised. We're not supposed to be in fear of that, of course, but we're supposed to go, okay, I need to, one, be taking care of myself, building my immune system, paying attention to what's going on. But just know that that's the satanic thing that we're up against. Their commander-in-chief, as you know, Jamie, right, is Satan.
Why do you think they are allowing these biolabs in America?
None of that makes sense until you realize our country really has been captured. Everything is against us. Why is our educational teaching our children to hate themselves and mutilate their bodies? And you know, why is the news media parroting all the anti-American propaganda every day? It's because the agenda my films talks about has happened. The Marxists started infiltrating and penetrating the institutions of influence 100 years ago, and they started using those vehicles to change us as a people from within, brainwashing our children in the schools and using people that are respected in different circles to parrot their narratives and their things. It's a war that's going on, and most people are totally oblivious to it. And to me, it is more deadly than any hot war we've ever been in, because it's destroying the people in America themselves, the way they think, what they believe, especially our children. All the polls show 70% of our young people say they wished America was a socialist country.
Yeah. Do you think Curtis Bowers, and he is my guest for the hour, agendaweekly.com, do you think, we're talking about the next pandemic here, 2025, we don't know the particulars other than what Mr. Gates and a few of them have already been pretty upfront about. Do you think a new man in the White House in 2025 could stall some of this, change some of this, change the outcome of some of this? Right now, the power brokers in Washington, and that they're all leftists currently, would go along with all of this. Do you think a more conservative administration could really push back on some of this evil?
Yes, I absolutely do. I don't know what the likelihood of that is, but yes, absolutely. There, again, the great awakening we've been talking about earlier is happening. Millions are waking up and realizing I've been lied to. The things I've been taught in my life are not true. The things that have happened in the last few years have all been lies. And whether it was the shot they got and then they had adverse reactions, or 24% of the people in America, and this includes Democrats, when they were surveyed, said, do you think you know someone that died from the shot? 24% of Americans, all Americans, said yes. That's sobering. I was shocked. That's a regular secular poll. And I was like, oh my God, even Democrats. So that means so many people have been shaken out of their illusion that they've been living, which is, again, a tremendous blessing. But yeah, I think if a Trump, and I know he's a rough guy, whatever, but he has been the only one in our lifetime to actually stand up against this stuff. And I think he's learned a lot. He's an arrogant man. So I think when he first went in there, he was just thinking he knew things and he didn't. But I think he's learned a lot over the last 5 years. But I don't know if him or whoever, but I think someone could stand and slow this down.
And then we have the issue, we haven't even talked about it, of election integrity. That alone is going to be a problem because that's kind of a part of the agenda, correct?
That's right. And the sobering reality is to take and steal a presidential election. All you have to do in America is corrupt 5 counties. Each of the 5 swing states have a major liberal county, like in Atlanta, Georgia, and then in Maricopa County and Arizona and stuff. And so all you have to do is have a mechanism there to fudge enough votes to cover the conservatives of the state, and you win the election. Our side thinks, oh, I don't know if they could do that. Or, yes, they could do that easy. It's just 5 counties. That's something, again, where you try to stand up if you live in one of those swing states and get good laws passed. But that's something we should all be praying about. God, help us to have a free and fair election, because we know that is pleasing to you. You would want people to be able to vote for those who are going to represent them. But it's not a certainty, that's for sure.
Unfortunately, we have to talk that way. Again, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from the Deep South, Curtis Bowers. And again, we carried his agenda twin pack in my store. You could call my office. That's probably the 2 best options to look into the twin pack DVD. I think we're offering 2 of them for $25. I want to stay a little bit in this health realm, Curtis Bowers. Let me play a clip of you talking about, because we've got the World Health Organization meeting coming up in May, which is going to be a game changer.
Right now, we're entering the final phase with the WHO treaty to take control of emergencies, which gives them the ability to take control of the world whenever they think there's an emergency. And they even said they might need to call an emergency for the climate crisis. And that's a key point I want to make too. Right now, the communist system, the globalist, the actual communist, for total control, they are combining climate and health really into one movement. They used to be kind of separate, but with COVID, they realized, let's pull those things together, because there are 2 movements that are global. If you have a pandemic, it affects everyone. So no one country or one state can do whatever they want, because it'll affect us. If you allow the virus to spread, you're hurting all of us. It's hurting others. And so that's how they get that control or rationalize that totalitarian control like we saw. And then the climate's the same thing. Well, you can't produce carbon dioxide because that's going to kill me. And so 2 global supposed causes, health and climate, they're coming together into 1 communist system of total control of everyone. That's how they're going to rationalize it. And anyone that doesn't go along to get along will be deleted out of the system, their bank account, their job, their electricity at their home, and everything else. But that's something we need to understand so that we're awake and we're watching and we're looking for ways that are going to subtly push things that sound like they're for the benefit of everyone, but they're not. They're just another clever scheme for control.
Curtis Bowers, help us understand this a little bit. First of all, the World Health Organization, which is going to be meeting in May, and I've tried to cover that on air here over the last several years. I've had Michelle Bachmann on many times talking about that. How does that WHO and the fact that you've just said health and climate are coming together as one, how does that technically fit into the communistic agenda?
Well, if you dig back behind the climate crisis and all that, it was the Marxists that got that going. Dr. Patrick Moore, who was the co-founder of Greenpeace, I interviewed him once in Vancouver, British Columbia, and he said, I had to leave Greenpeace in the 80s because the communists had completely taken it over. That movement's been captured because they realize it's the perfect tool for global control because, again, it affects everyone. The World Health Organization, as you know, is led by a man named Tedros,
yes,
who literally was a member of the Communist Party in Ethiopia. This story is so fantastic. You feel like it's hard to believe. They give us so much ammo against them, but that's the case. And this treaty is so deadly because it's going to close the gap in one area. They didn't realize they had a problem, but now they do because of COVID. And that is silencing the alternative media, what you're doing,
right,
what I'm doing. They thought no one was listening to us. So they pulled the trigger on COVID. They did that. And all of a sudden they realized these little podcasters and things are having millions and millions of views. And this alternative message is getting out there, exposing what we're doing as a lie, exposing the protocol as a lie and everything else. And so they realized, oh, it was deadly. So now they're just going for the gold. Somehow we have to get the power to call an emergency and then have totalitarian powers in that emergency, which will be one of the main things, will be censoring anyone that is not speaking the party line, because no, you're threatening other people's lives by telling them not to take the shot or whatever. You're endangering people's lives. And so they really need to pass this. I don't know if it will pass or not, but that is key. So we're going to see that battle raging now, whether that works or they got to try something different. But they realize now with all the technologies available, we have those too. And people with different views than the mainstream have huge audiences, and they know their lie is not going to be believed when the truth is out there to hear.
That is why we have to continue to try then to wake people up. And I find that is not an easy task in the 21st century for obvious reasons. People are distracted. People are extremely busy. I don't know how much attention some of them are paying. Some of them are working three jobs, Curtis. How on earth can they stay totally apprised? Not only that, but pass this information on to other people. I think that's an agenda in itself. Speak to it, please.
It's of vital importance. It's the most powerful thing that can be done. It's you people listening right now. You sending this radio show to three or four friends each. And each time you come across something that's excellent, sharing it with others, inviting friends over to see good documentaries and make popcorn, and then talking about it afterward. One thing I've noticed, yes, it's hard to wake people up, but once they wake up, they're usually awake for good. Once you see the curtain pulled back and you see the wizard back there and you realize what's going on, you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize this. That's what is happening now, where millions are waking up. But also as Christians, Jan, I would encourage your listeners, and I know most of them are born-again Christians, there has been no better time in history to be sharing the gospel as today. All the things are unfolding that the Bible talked about. All the schemes of the wicked are just out in the open in our face. So much evil was kind of hidden when I was a kid. It was around the corner, down the dark alley, whatever. Now it is in our four-year-old's face in their pre-K class. It's everywhere around us. And so as this continues to rage, this battle, more people are going to see it's a battle. And when you show them, here's the facts of what's happening, you'll find more and more people hungry to see that and to hear the gospel, because they'll want hope. Because I'll tell you this, I guarantee you this, everything that's happening over the next 5-6 years till 2030 will be instigated and provoked to create fear. Fear is their greatest weapon. So we are going to have a fearful society probably the rest of our lives. Well, the one positive of that is that when you are not fearful and you have real hope in the midst of the storm, people want to know why. And you can tell them about Jesus. You can say, let me tell you why. Even if our future is uncertain and I'm not sure what's going to happen, I know who will be with me regardless of what happens. And I know ultimately, even if I end up dying in the process, I know exactly where I'm going. That message of the gospel, and then the life that is spreading the truth. What does the Bible tell us? We're the salt and the light. What does light do? It expels the darkness. What is the darkness? It's all the lies that Satan and those that follow him are promoting in the world. And every time we expose one of those lies, even if it's to one person, we have done a wonderful thing that is pleasing to God, because he said, you shine your light on that darkness so others are not deceived. That's the way we love our neighbor. And we all have to do it. And we have to pray, God, would you bless my little efforts?
Yeah.
Would you take my loaves and fishes, and would you feed the 5,000? And I'm telling you, I've just seen in my life, Jan, so many things God's done, my little nothing, that he turned into something big. And we need to be faithful.
Well, you didn't know you were going to make such a powerful, impactful film as agenda. And my goodness, how that took off.
It's amazing. But I had made a commitment to him. I'll obey whatever you ask me to do. And I encourage people to do that. If you've never told God, I will do whatever you ask me, if you'd please make it clear, you should do that. He's the boss. The other side is so effective at destroying everything because they are listening to their commander in chief. And he knows exactly what he is doing to destroy everything God has put in place and to flip everything on its head, because he hates God. He hates us. He hates God's word. And so we are the ones to stand up and say, no, I'm standing for God's word. I'm standing for life because God is the author of it. I'm standing against the lies because my life is about the truth, because I'm following the truth, who is Jesus. If we engage this battle like we should and with the same commitment they have, God could do so much, and he would do so much, because he does love us and he does appreciate when we are totally dependent on him and obedient.
I think, too, Curtis Bowers, it would be helpful if our pulpits would address some of these issues. And I know that's tricky. Some of it will be perceived as being political. I think sometimes we need to venture into that political realm from the pulpit, especially when it comes to some of the issues we've talked about this hour. They are game changers. They are life changers.
That's right. And I'm not a pastor, but I've been invited to speak in hundreds of churches. But I am a father. And a father and a pastor are very similar. They are people that have to understand the times because sheep are following them. And if they are not aware of something to be careful of or a threat that's up ahead or a landmine, then they are endangering those God has entrusted them to. So fathers, it is your responsibility to protect and guide the sheep God has given you underneath you to raise and train up. And pastors that are listening, and I'm sure the ones that are listening are the good ones, keep doing what you're doing. You have to be well-rounded. Jesus is Lord of everything, of our entertainment life, of our political life, of study, of our education, of the way we do everything we do is from the scripture and should be. And if it's not, we need to correct it. We need to do that. And then again, pray God's blessing. Our little efforts are very little most of the time, but we see throughout history today and my life as a testimony, he still is parting the Red Sea, but I think he does it a lot of times because we're not holding up the staff like he told us to.
I'm going back to the various black swan events which have happened and which could be on the horizon. We don't know, but it would seem very possible because of the agenda of the globalists. And I'm concerned that those who will be blamed for whatever is going to happen, I suppose would be the MAGA crowd, would be political conservatives, would be conservative Christians, for that matter, even conservative Catholics, would be blamed for whatever the chaos that is unleashed. Would I be right?
Of course, because they have redefined the word terrorist to mean someone that loves their country, someone that is patriotic, someone that voted for the last president or supports them. So the horror of, we talked about briefly, is the Patriot Act, in that that was something that took away the constitutional rights of someone that was deemed a terrorist. And we should not have been for that. I was at the time, too, because they were waving their flag. And I thought, oh, it must be patriotic. But I learned now that was wrong. We are supposed to protect those. And even a terrorist, yes. In America, you're supposed to have a court case and present the evidence. And if they're guilty, then go hang them. But you don't hang them first. And we allowed them to set up this system that we didn't know 20 years later was going to be turned on us, where we were going to be defined as domestic terrorists. The mother that's at the school board meeting saying, I don't like what you're teaching my child, she was going to literally be labeled by the FBI a domestic terrorist. That's how far we've come, and that's what they're doing.
Can you give us, and I would need it in a paragraph just because I'm down to a couple minutes here, what's actually going on in Ukraine? I mean, we know there's a war going on there, but it's very shady deal over there that I think all of us are concerned, not just because of the loss of life, but of course our tax dollars are being used to finance the debacle over there. Give me your thought on it in 2 minutes as it concerns the globalist agenda.
They love war is number one. They love it. Number two, everyone has to always remember whenever it comes up, whatever side of it you're on, that war would never have happened if Biden would have said to Putin very clearly, Ukraine will never be part of NATO. Mm-hmm. And we know from the founder of NATO, he said, if you ever ask the Ukraine into NATO, you'll be pointing a stick into the eye of the Soviets. They understood that's provocative. The bottom line is they did it for that reason. They wanted the war. You can launder money. As you know, there's no accounting for the $100-plus right. billion dollars we've given them. Even Congress said, no, they'll spend it wisely. We're not going to keep an account of the taxpayer dollars. So when you see those things, you know it's rotten. But I hate it because it's estimated about 500,000 Ukrainians have died needlessly in a war that the Biden administration wanted to sidetrack people. And so they could blame, oh, we have high gas prices because of the war. We have inflation because of the war. It gave them an excuse for all their failures. But it's terrible. War is hardly ever the solution to the problem, but the elites have stirred up wars for the last 100 years almost nonstop. because like that book I mentioned at the very beginning, Smedley Butler, war is a racket, and it also allows you to pillage the resources of countries. And I think they have special plans for Ukraine once it's been totally demolished.
Curtis, thank you for all you're doing. Again, you can find the Agenda Twin Pack in my online store. Two videos, award-winning, totally cutting edge. Find Curtis at agendaweekly.com and on Rumble, Curtis Bowers Agenda. Let me go out of the program here to say this. We hear of the rush to a new world order by the world's globalists, and I'm always reminded of the words out of Psalm 2, that God sits in the heavens and laughs at all of these movers and shakers. He is planning his new world order. It is the coming glorious millennial kingdom with Jesus Christ ruling and reigning on earth for 1,000 literal, yes, literal years, followed by a world without end, the new heavens and the new earth. So you and I can sit back and laugh at the one-worlders and their other schemers as well. I want to thank you for listening, folks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. The Bible assures us that our times are in His hands. He knows the end from the beginning. He is aligning all the players on the chessboard so that everything can fall into place.